Excuse the echo in this episode due to one of our mics having an issue. Enjoy the episode nonetheless. Ciao.
Click.
Hello.
Bland.
Which channel had more funny songs?
Like Nickelodeon
and Disney.
I feel like it's Disney.
Yeah, I feel like it's Disney too, but Nickelodeon had like some major hits in the town.
Like Bing Bang Rush.
Let me be your therapist today. Why did you think of Big and Bang the Rush?
It's like it was in my head. It was a mixture.
Was there something else you're dealing with? Tell me. Does it have to do with me?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Actually, yes, it does. Calm down.
How the fuck you think of Big Bang Rush?
Hold on. It was a mixture of Big Bang Theory. Time Rush. Yes, that's the name.
That's just a big time rush. Well, okay.
Yeah, it was there. Like,
but also that, I'm talking about actual funny things, Joe. What the fuck?
This thing was actually funny. Drake and Josh.
You know, in Drake time, I remember a lot of running.
Those boys liked running.
Exactly.
They ran
a little bit too much.
And their producer that was looking like this guy.
DJ Khaled.
Low budget DJ Khaled.
That guy.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, Disney should be more funny.
And what was it? Total Spice.
I remember Spies were never.
Was that an animation or?
That was like cartoon, basically.
Okay, yes. Why did that come to my head?
I think he has something to also do with Big again. You see, it all traces back to Big.
Nothing about that show was
Big or Bang. Tell me, what do these two words mean to you?
What do they resonate in your soul with?
The universe. The Big Bang.
That is what is the Big Bang. How are you getting something else from this Big Bang?
Something else you can get.
You are making
it sound very anyway, sus.
Anyway, diverging into a different topic entirely.
What's up, people?
Oh my god. So all that arguments about and Big Bang and...
We would have ended the whole game after that series if you admitted watch Big Bang.
Clearly I meant Big Bang Theory.
No, you decided to just take it to a totally different way.
Like thorough in my investigation. Like to be in-depth status. Thorough.
What's up, folks?
Welcome back. It's been a hot minute.
A hot minute. I see it's up to a month.
Yeah. A hot month.
I've almost forgotten how to do this.
Well, it comes with the flow. Like, naturally.
That's all wrong in all ways, but
I don't think I'm going to think keep, of it in that
let's,
way.
Let's forget about
that.
Boruto.
What about Boruto?
There's a lot of shit that went on. So after
the last episode during the tire break,
a lot of shit. But the main topic and highlight for everything right now is just Boruto.
You know,
like ever since Kishimoto dropped that. Whenever Kishimoto dropped that, the Asta was this new
time skip. Exactly. Major time skip. You see, time skip now is just causing a lot of controversial things happen. And a lot of Boruto fans
never knew existed. Never knew, like, it's causing a whole gang war. Never existed.
See, I don't understand. Anime Twitter is the most scary place.
Anime Twitter are confusing.
Almost everybody are just crazy one way.
See, people pick up confidence they never had.
A lot of
crap. At this point, the baits are just not even the scary part.
It's like Boruto just giving them so many
bait and slander.
Violence everywhere.
But see, like, ain't so much you wouldn't think of. Ain't so much you look at. It's just Boruto.
Can remember when
down of Naruto?
Can remember when he came out initially? Everybody joined together collectively.
To hate on one anime. Exactly, and like, it was Boruto.
No, there wasn't one person, anybody that they liked.
Exactly.
But they were getting fucked up. But now it was not completely twisted because it was still shit.
It was always shit.
But people started to farms it because there's time skip now.
Yeah, they always wait for a time skip since when it came out.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. You know, it would be like Naruto Shippuden.
Stuff like that. Yeah, we wait for the Boruto Shippuden.
Oh, wow. Found out it wasn't the Boruto Shippuden, Boruto Tsunami Vortex.
What?
I've never seen that. Yeah, I think it's two new vortex.
What is that? Or blue vortex? It's Shippuden. I know there's two, and there's blue and there's vortex.
There's probably two.
Just call it two Rasengan.
Two Rasengan. And then we have eyes on Boruto's body now.
Those two scars.
Scars are growing.
Cosmos.
Alien. Does this look like Jujutsu Kaisen to you?
Some alien tattoos. The freaking
aliens, man. I don't know why Kishimoto went to this. Those white niggas. I'm not trying to be white, but those Otsuki guys. Like, it felt like Naruto was complete. They brought those niggas in. It's like, you're doing something and you're completed it. We want to further it. And you're just like, and there's another world.
But there's more.
There's more where that came from. Alternate dimension or something of people opposite them with different powers.
Aliens came to Earth and now they have ninja abilities.
They have ninja abilities. Just
Taijutsu. How do aliens know Taijutsu?
Did they know? They didn't show any of them fighting with Taijutsu. They just showed them like
Momokishi, Naruto.
He wasn't fighting them. There's a difference between fighting. Because he's not the one that instigated the fight. They were the one fighting him. But he was just trying to block or at least defend. He was defending himself.
He wasn't really.
Who was getting beat up with that freaking little thing?
Yes, okay, I get it.
If he knew Taijutsu, at least you would have seen one guy fending off two people because his powers should be enough for him to do that.
I've seen one guy fending off two people, almost like my mother. Your mother was freaking crazy, then. I was freaking dope.
But yeah, yeah. So it would have been like that, but I don't think they know Taijutsu.
Yeah, Taijutsu.
They probably just have their power regular. Their regular power and. And that's just it.
But then again, probably not.
Jigen looks like Jigen is not them. It's not part of them. Jigen was a human being that got
Postmark.
So obviously he knows Taijutsu and every other ninja stuff normally.
So them, Otsuki, they don't really know.
They just have power. The ninjas now that are getting the Postmark, which is. Bordo and Kawaki now that know how to fight already and Taijutsu and all the shit. Everyone that have that plus Taijutsu plus Ninjutsu, whatever powers they have.
That's
what they have.
Kawaki doesn't have ninjutsu. It's just some sort of scientific upgrade or
it's part of the freaking course now. It's cause of the course.
Okay, yeah,
it's cause of the course. They got that power, so it's just their power plus fighting. Basically, that's just it. So, the thing that Obi and
Theo shouldn't have really introduced them was an apple
because if you look at Naruto anyway, it wasn't really
signs of a higher being being clear than
highest we saw was
Black. That's it too.
No, yeah, I think Black says controlling matter and shit like that. Though that seemed like I have been, but they could have just classified that what kind of thing like that. Not really sure, but it felt kind of perfect until they brought them in a way, because now when you bring them in, it makes their world kind of smaller.
Yeah, then there's something way larger out there.
Because now you can actually really expand on this, on it, but I don't think
there were more possibilities.
So far, how many was she get?
I think just three or so far. Three or four, maybe five.
So far, just imagine all of them figure out that the
Otsutsuki.
How do you pronounce
it? Otsutsuki?
Yeah, those guys. That were sent to Earth ended up failing.
So they have to send stronger people now. Exactly. And it's like higher being down there.
Because actually, there's even a higher
being. Yeah, they show that.
That their guy.
A godlike image or figure.
I want to watch his power. It doesn't even show anything.
Basically, he's really godlike. A godlike ability.
If he's godlike, so that means no one can do anything.
Exactly. No one can really do shit.
Maybe we'll do a show what they can do. But serious.
They will have the cosmic mark and possibly some powers or something like that.
See, it's just like
how Naruto and Sasuke had the connection to the Indra and
major guys
on their
Indra
and
Samurai
sister lineage shit like that.
So, as long as they had that connection, they were able to beat Kaguya.
So because Boruto and Kawaki now has a connection to them, it's possible in a way to beat them.
At least most of them.
Upgrading and being able to beat Major Pest. I don't know what direction Boruto is going, but currently it's all about Boruto being the bad guy.
Kawaki, the good guy, protecting Konoha, and well,
Kud also being a bad guy.
Well, but he's alone because which girl was her name? That girl does this.
It's
kind of scattered. It doesn't feel like there's this starting going on around.
Unlike Naruto, they had this small boy trying to come from Kage, and there's a wall.
Atsuki doing their thing, their corner, this one, everything came together. What does it feel like? It's a one-line type of story that's branching out in a way, but in a sense, it still feels strange. Everything's being made up most instantaneous.
And there's no foreshadowing of something coming up. So far, they've only been picking corner. Yeah, basically Konoha, nowhere
else. They have not even gone anywhere. Everything has been inside. They have not even taken the cuts, showing Boruto and these guys for some time.
Yeah.
And just show
somewhere else. In different places. Some other small boy trying to do something else, Boruto doing his own thing, something like Obito or shit like that. Naruto had a lot of those.
Like, there are a lot of things going on.
Just feel like, as we said, after thought, it looks like it's still going. I mean, the amount of filler in the anime, at least they're going to start the original thing now with the two blue vortex.
Talking about the time skip now.
Time skip. The design is kind of coming with design because it's kind of giving off this modern-ish fashion. Everybody was experimenting with belts. Fashion.
No, the annoying thing with this guy who have a
I think Mitsuki had the belts.
So, everybody had the belts.
They had the justifiable reason for having the belt.
But why the fuck does Mitsuki have a belt?
He's not supposed to have a belt.
The kimono is not supposed to have a belt. Not say that it's bad, but like...
It's not supposed to happen, bro. It's not supposed to be a thing. It's not supposed to be there.
You have Sadara dressing up like a...
Like Cardi B on the music video.
It's a heavy ass coat. No, it's not really heavy, shampoo.
Well, it looks heavy.
Why was that? She's wearing the
unwearable coat. So I just put it that way.
She's wearing the sweater coat, but
not wearing it completely.
You know, so, in all this, there's supposed to be ninjas.
And she's also wearing heels again.
There's be ninjas in the end.
Like, exactly. I guess why they're fashioned that way. But how is Sadara going to fight in that?
She's not fighting again. I'm just guessing.
Because there's also one thing, because everybody looks like they're probably trained or something to an extent. And gotten stronger. While she's just trying to convince everybody that Boruto is a good guy.
Yeah, she's just been doing that and not doing that.
Rubbing lipstick.
Just got a whole makeover. That's her own development.
I've not even read up to it. I think you said
I saw her getting this thing.
Mangekyou, yes. Is it Mangekyou?
Yes, it's Mangekyou. She got Mangekyou.
So everybody got Mangekyou due to killing their loved ones, but she got Mangekyou due to...
Basically, due to the thoughts of her loved one going...
That's weak.
That is not supposed to be. It's just weak.
Imagine doing Naruto where people were died.
They're freaking exam. They have to kill people.
They have to kill their classmates for them to pass. Or at least beat them to a certain level. Pass.
What is this Chunin? The Chunin exam was just... Did they have a Chunin exam?
I don't think they did.
No, they did.
I remember they did that whole thing.
Then, yes.
He got interrupted.
Yeah, he did. But they didn't look like they were doing some major damage.
Of course they were not.
It was like everybody's beating you. Oh, I beat you up.
Lost. No, they were like, oh, you touched Shigaru, you lost. That's it.
You touched Shigaru, you lost.
That's it. They give you one supposedly hard hit on the floor. Knocked out. Yeah.
No blood. I guess they don't want to be killing anybody anymore. Yeah. It's not like as if they are fighting war anymore.
It just makes him even if it was army down. He's like, now they're trying to pass on his legacy. Well, he slipped from Boruto's hands.
I feel like he did more than that.
Well, for real though, kind of a letdown. But anyhow, Boruto is still doing his own thing in some way.
Best new gen, I'm tired because he got a meme cover doesn't mean it's still not bad on the inside.
I've seen so many either insult the new design or say that it's better than I also saw that Boruto's design, like type scheme design. Better than Naruto's what?
Wait, calm down.
This one is actually valid because if you think about it. Wait, what time skip are they talking about? A lot of times.
Naruto had a couple of time skips.
Well, let's say the one that is exactly like Boruto's age.
which is just the one that is regular suit.
Yeah, it was just
but it was just like, a little bit taller.
Yeah, taller than jet black, yellow. I mean, orange.
Not that one. That's even older than both right now. These are the one that is still smaller. Okay, wear exactly the same sweater when you were small. But that's like it's taller. And the rest of the sweater is to be taller according to his small height.
I feel like he's up to shonen protagonist, like confirmed shonen protagonist, maybe like 14, 15, right? Exactly, all the other guys look like they have gone through war. But also it just looks like Sasuke just beating him up for no reason at all.
They're just making him dead.
Oh, I'm seeing that Sasuke is dead, yeah. There's a panel I saw with like his grave and flowers on his grave.
I think that's my job, on Itachi's grave.
Oh, Itachi have a grave, guy.
I don't think this guy's asking you to shit about that nigga. Why is your name be my son? Tell him just doing two lines across his face at the drop of light.
I think Itachi has a grave, that means you have a whole freaking coach dedicated to it. How many people have a grave? They make it a food stool, guy. Oh yeah, it's like Koda. Everybody's step for it.
Everybody's step for this guy.
What about Ashura, man? Will he have a grave?
Oh man, that guy has a bloody statue.
No, okay. Goichi will still be around.
I don't know. Ashura had a grave.
Damn, bro. Get stepped on.
He won't have a grave.
That's the guy.
The thing is, buddy. Preserve is just to beat it up or do something to it constantly.
So yeah,
Porto design.
Porto design actually looks a little bit better than Naruto, but I'm coupling it with the fact that they're different times.
Exactly, different times. Just because Porto design has a big change to it.
Yeah, well, I was getting all the same clothing. Actually, everybody freaking changed. It feels like it's not such a long time for everybody to change down.
That's not that long, but maybe like 2 years.
They didn't even look like they're up to teenager level, so
nah, they don't look that much.
You know, 16 is technically teen.
I mean, 18 is legit.
But anyway,
man, they're still illegal. Speaking illegal.
Everyone looks like they changed it some way. Not that bad.
Yeah, we should come out with more beard now.
Was
it a more beard? Yes, yeah, panel, I saw a leak.
How big is it? I think he normally just has a sharp ass goatee.
Yeah, it was goatee. Oh, yeah, goatee got longer.
That's just it now.
Like, he said that he was shit.
I'm not sure either. People are also complaining about Shimamaru being.
I mean, who else is supposed to take that spot?
Some people are saying Konohamaru.
Well, that guy doesn't look of age.
How old was Naruto before he ended up climbing that seat?
Naruto deserved that freaking seat.
So Konohamaru doesn't deserve it after waiting.
He was literally supposed to be the next person I've done that kept saying he wanted to get that place. I mean, he just calls his granddad a figure of God. He doesn't mean he's supposed to.
He's not of age.
What do you mean he's not of age, guy? Naruto. Naruto was still older than Eevee. Basically, his mentors from like
someone like, that helps him trains him a little bit.
He was like, what was he?
Okay. But if I'm going to say Naruto was like 10, Konoha was like what?
Seven.
Yeah. So basically, it's not that far. Three years difference. So that one is good enough to go.
It's tricky, man.
Shikamaru is actually the next best option, literally.
No one else.
Konohamaru has a chance, but like, I feel like he doesn't have enough experience. Because he barely experience has experience.
Okay, yeah,
he's pretty strong, but like, experienced. He hasn't really experienced a lot of things. But like, you won't compare someone that hasn't.
Was he even the war?
Oh shit!
Well, I can't remember him being in the war, at least doing anything significant to the war. So at least it was just a background character in the war. He wasn't there face to face with major fights
and everything.
So why would you choose someone that's been through that and is smart enough to decide what he did to Hidan, to someone else that has Z-Rank. I want to be Hokage.
The enthusiasm,
the Tokyo Jutsu. But
I think you also learned that.
Maybe you learned that. I'm to use that space to get to that place.
Like I said, Shikamaru is the next best person. Who else do you want to put in that position when Code is outside doing his own random shit?
And who knows whether Boruto or Kawaki is going to turn on them.
So now that black stuff just expands through his Sakura.
What are she going to do?
Perfect.
Heal them to their lives.
Yes.
She heals everyone.
No one dies.
But she's strong, sure.
She's strong enough. But
she can't punch. She can punch.
She can do better.
She can knock them out with a punch.
What the hell? That's not helping anything.
Even once I want to be knocked out, I'll be killed. Like a question that you can call out, knock them out.
And that's when we die in the process.
Maybe
die in poisoning or something.
Yeah, that's that.
One person that I knew her design was fucking interesting.
Who was that?
That girl that's with the cost.
Okay, that was like the class rep.
Yes, the class rep.
So it's not too much.
They didn't put emphasis on the one.
I'm still wondering if it's very deep.
My issue is just the tie. I don't know why they give.
Oh, the tie or the thigh?
Tie on the neck.
Alright, I get it.
So yeah, the tie on the neck is annoying me. It's like I see what you did there. Or remove that tie.
Exactly.
I see what you did there.
Because if they bring this thing in color, that tie is that one very odd color.
Just straight.
It's standing out too much. I have this weird standing out thing.
Are you short? It's
very short and
fast. Who knows the tie that fast?
Your style tie, that's fast.
That tie is unnecessary.
It's like a fist.
Use your fist, not. Besides Sarada, Gordo, Kawaki, Mitsuki.
Every other classmate, he was kind of pillar.
Wait, there were other classmates.
I'd say, Choji's daughter is there.
Huh, wonder what they'll do for that, man.
I don't know. She was already wearing a mini skirt.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Imagine what did the sad guy do? Oh, crud.
All right.
I just hope for the best.
There's really to hope for the best, guy. Because I don't know what they'll do again. She was already all close to what they're doing now. So I just hope Ikumoto doesn't go to jail.
I just hope he doesn't go to jail.
Who else is there again?
There's this other guy using his stick.
Oh yeah, that guy that I was really hoping to be like this Sasuke. So,
back then
he had this vibe going on already. He became bad guy for episode one. Become friends to the good guy after episode one, and now he's just soft.
But he's no more present. He's just non-existent.
His best friend now is that guy
with the technology and stuff like that.
Yeah, that glasses guy,
freaking nerd.
Okay, that guy. One thing about that glasses guy, he keeps
reminding me of Samurai Seven.
Samurai,
close.
The character design is very similar.
Wait, are they different authors?
Same.
Who is Kimoto?
Wonder.
Wait. What's that guy?
Plot twist.
I think they're actually in Naruto.
The samurais just started through different worlds. They protect different worlds from calamities or anything. Or singularities or all that kind of stuff.
So they're not based
on one planet. They can go vast through the universe or galaxy or...
Have they shown other samurais?
Yeah, that are wonder what our samurais.
But it seems that they're calling them samurais, not ninja. That's that.
Yeah.
The closest thing being the future.
Exactly. It could be a future or a different planet. This is the kind of thinking that makes you a manga. This is what formed One Piece, my dude.
This is why you try to cross one manga. This is enter another manga.
This is the very thinking that what I used to create One Piece.
Yeah,
but you see, I'll create my own One Piece, and you all will find it.
You find what?
You'll find my One Piece.
Better to make the One Piece. If you can be creative enough to make the One Piece, something that you read or somebody figure out at the end, you end up reaching the end of the manga.
But you will not give them hints that will make them go back.
Through different things, and they will figure out what the One Piece is themselves.
I think that's the marketing strategy, bro. You finish basically everything, 1,000 chapters or more, then you now go back to read it again, buy and read it again.
I don't buy and read it. They probably have it now. They just do some small,
and that's people that have it.
Intricacy, small foreshadowing. They do not check all the things. They do not come back to me with the end. I get all the pieces they need when I'm those places. Then they figure out what the work is.
Actually, with the amount of foreshadowing, it's possible that you still have to spell it out.
That's a lot of stress.
Exactly.
This is 1,000 chapters of manga.
You just need to use your imagination. Figure it out.
Do you know how much that will pain everybody?
Exactly. There will be numerous ideas, numerous answers. No one will ever figure out what his own idea was.
There's a lot of things to look forward to at that edge, because there's something Luffy said about what his dream is. Exactly.
And then they just show it. It's one of those anime moments where they just say something and breeze just blow.
Apparently, their fights are off.
Everyone is shocked. What's this?
Yeah.
Why? Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, sure. Boruto. Y'all should calm down.
Yeah, Boruto should just calm down.
And take a chill pill, you know?
Yeah.
Boruto, I mean, all your pops ain't that hard.
We all know.
we don't know how great this turnout got.
You guys just switch up for anything.
Exactly. If you keep on hyping it this much and it lets down, then.
That's exactly what they started doing.
They didn't do that one.
One Piece is the third time to hype up Gear 5. On Project Mosh, a lot of people will say that it was
Sort of.
Actually, wait, it was. That's in comics.
Yeah.
It was. Like, I know what GFI was good to bring. But the way it was hyped up,
there's a Poseidon throwing some lies about it crashing some sites.
Yeah.
Which found out not to be true.
I almost believed that.
But it didn't crash any sites.
According to some people, it was bad.
Like,
someone I was talking to about One Piece then.
I was telling him that GFI is going to be something unexpected. Like, maybe it might crash on site or break in and stuff like that. Sadly, he did not really do that. But he was not like, I think he watched the Ground Street. He was not like,
what the fuck is the episode about?
It was looking like all this Tom and Jerry animation.
Yeah, I was.
As some people, I feel like they don't really understand that that's how it's supposed to be.
It's meant to be that way. It's not meant to be something else.
How do you expect or explain
or expect to animate something that the guy's power is of
Luffy's power from the fucking beginning
wasn't something sensible in the first place? Freaking rubber. You know what I mean? Made out of rubber.
What do you expect out of him? What do you want to have some mad fight
scenes?
Mad fight scenes of him being rubber and.
His fights are meant to be uni. The episode is meant to be uni. That's the
everything thing. About him is meant to not be serious in any way. That's why he's like that. His powers are like
that.
That's why you can see that. If you're looking for good quality animation and fight, look for someone like Zoro now, for instance.
That's his fights with King.
They blew budgets in that shit. They slammed budget in that shit, bro.
The guy, they more than blew what they had, for God's sake.
Just look at what they did.
Like the frames, dude. I saw this.
I saw this video, they paused it, and they had this, like, the attack, and taking things out, all you know is that it was pausing the time. One Piece can go overboard and get into good budget and everything, but the characters don't allow that because
you see, for how they are animating One Piece is actually quite tasking and actually
see that they are trying in what they are doing.
See, a lot of One Piece characters don't exactly give up these straight up
fights.
It's not
they don't have this typical shonen fight. This guy is fighting with his sword, from different angles, this one, that one, this one, colors, and shit. Instead of someone that's fighting with rubber now, like Luffy, that fight is going to be crazy. Who else again? You have to just use your creativity on a different level, like it's rubber and he turns everything into rubber.
How do you want to be serious about that?
I don't want to be serious about that.
You want to show some serious aspects of AOT's meme face, the way they are trying to fight with robots.
To me, the way they went about it is perfect.
I don't trust it. The album to make gear 4, gear 3, take man, all that kind of serious. But gear 6, gear 5. I see what I'm saying. Gear 6. Okay, I see what you mean. Next time, you know what you need to do. The gear 5, gear 6, I will say what I want to see. The gear 5, gear 6, I will see what I want to see.
Yeah,
it's straight. You come out and you see.
See what you get.
The 5th gear, it was meant to be new. It can't keep on going. From serious to serious. That's like soft thing, because it's soft. Rubber is soft.
What the hell do you mean by soft?
It's soft, man.
You can't do it. Rubber can be hard.
Well, exactly. Stick man, what other gear 4 was hard?
Yeah, no.
Now we stand for soft things.
What the hell is
we need soft things in life.
One piece is more something than soft. It is depth. Like rubber. Soft. Rubber doesn't have depth. Rubber has depth. When you push your hand inside rubber and it goes in, that is the depth. That's not depth. This is why Luffy is the main character. This is also why you're not an engineering student, for God's sake. Rubber, it goes down. It bounced back up.
That's not depth.
Which is depth on that's the opposite boy side. You see, hold on. It goes down depth on the opposite side. It sits bounces up, right?
Take it to the opposite side.
the inverse of it, also depth in the other side.
You feeling this depth?
I am speaking in depth. Yeah.
I'm happy you're not an engineering student.
This is the exact reason why I'm not an engineering student.
Because I'll get a freaking call.
Sure. Let's stick with your rulers and pencils.
One piece
was. Fire was beautiful.
Anyway,
how's that?
So yeah, Boruto.
I don't know.
Let's just see how it goes, because it's looking like...
I feel like in the future, they'll slander Boruto from all this hype. Excessive hyping.
That's how it has always been going.
Hype.
Doesn't meet expectation. Everybody just pause on it.
It's like you can do the crowd,
the guy. Anyway,
spin that.
Boruto.
Wait.
There's something I just remembered. Talking about Boruto. Have they released one chapter?
They're about to, like, having leaks. So
we've seen leaks a lot lately.
So many leaks. Like, about to come out.
Kaisen leaks, Boruto leaks. Printing leaks. Obviously.
The hell
is it turning into? Still waiting for chapters. Exactly. While waiting for leaks.
Now, what's this? A new era of leaks?
Oh, wow.
You start looking out for leaks fans now. You know, no longer manga fans.
Flo guy. The guy gives the first. The guy gives the first drop leaks.
Exactly.
I'm appreciating again. Oh, God.
Man. From reading the manga now, waiting for leaks. What was that?
From watching the anime, watching the teaser, watching the trailer, watching the anime. So waiting for the next anime or jumping to the manga.
After reading the manga, jumping to the light novel.
After the light novel.
Leaks of the night novel.
After the light novel, author's notes and diaries and what do you call it?
In the directories?
No. That's what authors, interviews and other stuff, on this stuff. There's levels. Anime, manga, because some people jump straight up. Oh, I saw this panel. Oh, that's what's happening in this panel.
At least have a whole manga chapter of leaks.
It was also another post about Boruto being better than Guts.
It was like Boruto having more attention.
It was being better than Berserk.
Because Berserk barely has attention.
Yeah, people doesn't have crowd, people just talking about it more. It's not as good as any other anime that has that much. This is pure beef right here.
What is this?
It's the person that posted Boruto being better than Guts. They were trying to justify why it was that.
That does not justify shit
at all.
The way Boruto fans think these days. The weird courage, at this point, it's pure courage.
They just summon up that courage.
I will save that guy's post. I will save his profile. I'm gonna try that guy now. They'll slander that guy. Freaking spam with hate.
I'll wait for him to notice, or if Boruto fucks up PowerPoints, then he tries to slander Boruto. I'll bring back what's said. I'll come back.
This is you, right? Anyway, that's about it in this episode.
And so, something that's also ongoing now.
What's Gojo?
Yes. That stuff is heated.
Whose side are you on?
Let us know down in the comments. Let us know down in the question area.
Tell us which team you're in, and also if you're
looking for what's for.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm going to aim for some depth.
No, well, boy, I was sick. Anyway, that's all. We'll see y'all next one. Hopefully, and also, if you also have like topics we can you want us to talk about, just let us know.
One Piece is robot.
Let us know down here.
One Piece is bloody formula for robot. Hold on. What's robot middle? Let us know down any topic you want us to talk about, and depth, anything about podcasts you'd like us to change and shit like that.
That's all.
You never nail this every single time.
Sayonara.
What? No.